Ah, yes. We are in the middle of not only the baseball season, but the summer blockbuster season. So it's a great time to bring in our man, Christian Toto, our own film critic from Breitbart.com, as we take a look at the big pictures on the horizon here. Christian, thank you so much for joining us.
You know, I've got warning track power, but I'm scrappy. I've got hustle.
Well, we like the sound of that. By the way, there is a new sports movie coming out, a football movie that I will ask you about. I don't know what you've seen yet, so I'm just going to throw a bunch out, and you'll give me your take. I don't know how far in advance you get to screen something. What is the usual standard for that, by the way?
You know, it can be a week. It can be an hour. Actually, they're going to be screening the new Hercules movie right next to when the movie opens at a late-night screening. So that's when, usually when the studio is a little bit apprehensive at what critics are going to say about a movie, they'll either not screen it or screen it at the very last moment. So that could be telling. And then Guardians of the Galaxy, which is still a couple weeks away, there's going to be multiple screenings coming up the next few weeks. So I think the studio and the buzz are working. We can talk about that a little more in a minute. But, it's always interesting when they let us see the movies.
Interesting. By the way, so far, what would you say is the movie of the summer? And it doesn't have to be a big action-packed blockbuster, but what's done the best so far?
X-Men Days of Future Past is neck and neck with Maleficent, which is neck and neck with the Transformers reboot. So all those three are sort of vying for the crown of box office. I actually thought the best film so far is an action-packed movie, Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise. It really didn't do well. I'm so sad about that. It's a quality film, great action and good performances, an intriguing story. And then I think comedy-wise, 22 Jump Street, I laughed for the whole movie, so I thought that was terrific. A nice surprise. I was one of the few people who didn't love the first 21 Jump Street, but that's one more than made amends.
Is this considered a good summer season here in 2014?
You know, I don't think it's bad, but box office-wise, it's down significantly from past years, and there's a lot of head-scratching about that. Are we sick of reboots and sequels? I don't think so. I think the quality's been solid, not great. I'm not sure. You know, one of the things I've been thinking about is that, you know, we live in an age where not only is TV great, but we can watch it in a million different ways, on tablets and phones and our laptops and the streaming. We're binge-watching these shows.
Sure.
And TV and movies have always had sort of a competitive nature. I think the tide may be turning slightly. There's so much good TV on there right now. I know I'd rather watch Breaking Bad than maybe see some of the movies that
And there's no doubt about it. And it's also an over-market saturation. Yeah. We deal with this a lot in every medium right now out there. There's just a lot of options for people to go to get their entertainment fix. All right, let's go to opening this week. Christian Toto from Breitbart is with us. Sex Tape. Now, I think the trailers look awful. Insanely predictable. The movie looks so trite and hackneyed, and I'm not a prude. I just think it looks bad.
You know, I thought the trailer was solid, not great, so I liked it more than you did. The movie itself, it's one of those situations where a lot of the best gags are in the trailer, so that's not good news for you. But more importantly, it tries to be both a hard R-rated comedy and kind of a sweet and fuzzy comedy, but a couple who just wants to reconnect, and they do it in a very unconventional way. I like the two, you know, Cameron Diaz and Jason Segel are very good together. It's a mediocre film. You know, if you're pushed, if you kind of need to see a comedy, maybe check it out. But very strained situations. You can tell they had some inspiration and they kind of ran out halfway through. And then they kind of had to milk the jokes for as long as they possibly could. And that doesn't really end up too well.
No, never does. One intriguing movie to me, and I haven't seen a hard trailer for this yet, but I do peruse IMDb a lot. Wish I Was Here. And Zach Braff is directing it and he stars in it. And I think this is his first movie since Garden State. Kate Hudson's also in this, and I love Garden State. I know that movie kind of has a culty following. Have you seen this one yet?
I haven't seen it yet. The early reviews have not been kind, but I, too, loved Garden State. It was such an innovative, interesting, obviously the music with the Shins, it sort of was of the moment. And it just seemed like he had this great, quirky comic voice. And so I don't know if the new film really kind of leverages that or if he's been a little bit stale since then. One of the interesting things about it was one of those Kickstarter projects where people had to chip in a nickel or two to help him make it. He wanted to do it on his own terms without the studios kind of bugging him about it. So, listen, sink or swim, this is going to be his vision, and whether it works or not, it's all up to him, and he has to thank the his loyal fans for helping him out.
Now, I've seen a lot more trailers for horror movies for some reason this summer. The Purge is one of them. Have you seen this one?
I Happen comes out tomorrow. The early buzz is mediocre. I thought the first film was had a wonderfully interesting premise and didn't kind of know what to do with it. The new film supposedly kind of goes off in a different direction, gets a little more political, sort of the class warfare situation. The rich are kind of getting away with murder and the poor people are suffering. So you get a little bit of social commentary mixed into the situation. Again, hyper-violence. No big stars here to speak of. It's a lower-budget movie. I'm sure they're itching to make a third and a fourth. They want to make this a franchise. But we shall see if people kind of stick around. I think the sense with the first one was that people rushed out to see it, and then the word of mouth kind of went sour. So we'll see if that maybe hurts the movie coming up this weekend.
You're seeing Hercules next week right before it comes out with The Rock or Dwayne Johnson. I guess that's one of those high-budget, action-packed that if they don't kill it at the box office, it's going to be a big flop.
Yeah, a lot of these movies, the budgets are so huge. If they don't have the big opening weekend and they don't have the sort of the good word of mouth, they're in trouble. Now, international sales are really starting to help out Hollywood in certain ways. I know Transformers is doing very big business in China, of all places. So sometimes they get a helping hand that way. But, yeah, I just, you know, Dwayne Johnson's a very good action star. He can actually act at times, which is, a nice boost. But not hearing too much about the film. Brett Ratner's the director. He has sort of a mixed track record. And the fact that they're kind of quasi-hiding it from critics, all things that just make me a little suspicious.
Lucy, this one pops up on TV in the last 6 or 7 days for me. Scarlett Johansson looks amazing in it. It's only a 90-minute flick, by the way. It's one of those where it looks like it's a big-budget movie, but only 90 minutes of film, actually, in this one. What's your early takeaway from this? And also Morgan Freeman, I'm guessing he does a lot of voiceover work with it.
Of course, it's in his contract, I think. Yeah, this is Luc Besson, who does a lot of producing and directing. He's a French auteur who does a lot of interesting things. I think he's one of those mixed bag directors where some of his stuff is terrific and some of it's not so good. The trailer looks fun. I think Scarlett Johansson is very effective action here. You know, she's so beautiful, and you don't necessarily think of her that way. But then you see her in The Avengers and Captain America, the Winter Soldier. She's terrific. I mean, she can do pretty much anything. So certainly pre-pregnancy, so she'll be doing her own stunts and being safe along the way, thank goodness. But I'm looking forward to it. I think a late summer movie that has a bit of a kick to it, why not?
Christian Toto from Breitbart is with us looking at some of the big movies coming up in the second half of this summer. Probably the most famous cast is in a movie I've never heard of, A Most Wanted Man, which comes out soon. Rachel McAdams, Robin Wright, Willem Dafoe, and Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, if this is not his last movie, one of his last performances captured on film, I don't know a ton about it. It's sort of a mystery set in Germany. There's spy games afoot. It's sort of an intriguing premise. Again, it's a little bit like Enough Said from last year, where James Gandolfini had passed away, and then you have to watch the movie. It's really hard to separate. He's such a great actor, Philip Seymour Hoffman. I think this is the last time we'll see him on the big screen. So certainly a nostalgic moment, certainly an emotional one. But at the same time, terrific actor, always good no matter what he's doing. And he's the kind of guy who never did bad movies. And even when he was in a mediocre movie, he was always the best thing about it. I think about Along Came Polly. He had a tiny comic role, and he was great in it.
He was great.
Yeah, so I would certainly recommend that on this alone. I haven't had a chance to screen it yet, but boy, just to think that he's gone is still shocks me, frankly.
Well, the movie I'm most looking forward to this summer is Get On Up. It's about James Brown. And it looks a lot to me, even like maybe a Walk the Line, which is one of my favorite movies of all time. Mm-hmm. I love Ray. I put Walk the Line slightly ahead of Ray just based on the original singing that's in Walk the Line and Reese Witherspoon's performance. Nothing to take away from Jamie Foxx's performance, but you know, it wasn't his voice in anything in there. Everyone who sings in Walk the Line is authentically them. Chadwick Boseman, who played Jackie Robinson in 42, he plays James Brown here. What's the early buzz on this one?
You know, I haven't heard much as far as good, bad, or indifferent. I don't think it's been hitting the screening circuit yet. But, yeah, Boseman was so good as Jackie Robinson. Lots of charisma. Seems really authentic as an athlete. Let's see if he can do it here. Boy, these are just massive shoes to fill. James Brown was so full of life. And I have to share, I actually had the chance to interview James Brown. I was kind of whisked into his trailer in D.C. a few years back. And he had his curlers in his hair. And I'm sitting there talking to him, interviewing this legend. He's got the curlers in his hair. Couldn't have been nicer. I had a great chat, just a great memory for me. But this guy's so larger than life. And, you know, a lot of darkness in his life, too, especially later in his later years. So I don't know how they'll get into that, whether it'll maybe stop at a certain point in his career. But there's so much to tell here, and the music is obviously spectacular. So, I love Ray, love Walk the Line. Let's hope it keeps up with those two.
Now, I couldn't believe this one, and the trailer's been running nonstop for the last few days. Into the Storm, which I thought was already made and was probably better when it was called The Day After Tomorrow.
Or Twister. It's only a little bit of that, too.
Or Twister.
Yeah. It looks like a late summer movie. You know, the thing is that typically the big guns fire in May and June, and sometimes even in April these days. They're kind of pushing the season up. So when you get to late summer, it just tend to be a little bit more skeptical about the releases, about how good they are. And, you know, listen, a genre picture is a genre picture. They can be fun and good for popcorn eating, but I have to say that particular film in the trailer did not impress me. I can't share much more about it, but boy, I don't know. I feel like it's been there and seen that, frankly.
Give me some other movies that are going to catch your attention here in the coming weeks and months.
Well, one of them is out now. I want to just mention briefly. It's called Begin Again, which is a mediocre title, but a wonderful movie. It's from the director of the movie Once, which was terrific.
Yeah.
It's about a kind of middle-aged record producer who discovers this young singer who he thinks he can make into a star, but she's a little skeptical. There's sort of a whiff of romance between them. It's Keira Knightley and Mark Ruffalo. In theaters now, I think it's doing well in limited release, so it might be kind of expanding wide. Check it out. It's not as good as Once. I thought Once was a horrible pun, once-in-a-lifetime movie, but this is terrific, too, and it's full of life, and sometimes a movie captures music in a way that really kind of excites me as a moviegoer, and this one did it. I didn't know the songs before. I could rush out and buy the soundtrack tomorrow and enjoy it. Check that one out. And also Frank Miller's Sin City, A Dame to Kill For, continues the Sin City franchise, and it's been a long time, so I don't know what to think about that one. A couple of good actors in it. I think Mickey Rourke returns. Eva Green. So I the first one was so interesting, visually stunning, but man, it's been a while. I wonder if people are going to really care and show up to it again.
Jay, our producer, wants me to ask you about Boyhood. I've never heard of it. He says it's a very interesting idea. I don't know if you're familiar with that one.
Yes. You know, I'm seeing it Monday, so I haven't seen it yet. The early reviews are ridiculously positive. They're screaming Oscar buzz. Here's the story. It's about a little boy as he grows up to be a young man. And what they did, which is remarkable, is they capture the same actor over a 12-year span to literally capture every sort of change in him as he got older. Ethan Hawke is a co-star here. I don't know how. I guess he kind of looks about the same. But, you know, when you're a young guy, you change dramatically over the years, and they captured it on screen. So not only is it a gimmick, but it sounds like it's a great gimmick. It's nearly 3 hours long, so be ready for maybe hit a bathroom before you check it out when it hits theaters soon. But, boy, the buzz is huge. Richard Linklater is a good director. What a fascinating concept. They nailed this. It'll be interesting to see if they can do it again in different things. And, you know, these shoots may go on for years. It'd be kind of fascinating.
That is fascinating. And the only other one, and I can't believe this, and I have to bring this up only because we mentioned this last night on my show, because I can't believe they're still making Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies, because that was big when I was, before I hit elementary school.
I have young kids. We watched the, I think it was in the late 80s, the movie version with the guys in the funny rubber suits.
Right.
To say it doesn't age well is kind of is sort of goes without saying. But, I don't know. You know, I think today's older people have a little bit of nostalgia for it, maybe. The younger kids maybe think it's goofy. Michael Bay, who's usually a pretty golden touch when it comes to filmmaking as far as commercially speaking. He's one of the producers here. The trailer looks effective. I don't know what to say. It never appealed to me. It didn't when I was younger. It doesn't now. But it could find its audience.
Christian Toto, our film critic from Breitbart.com. And Christian, let's hope for the best here. Maybe we'll catch you up come the end of summer, and we'll preview the next round of big films.
Sounds good.
That's Christian Toto. We love talking about the big motion pictures that are coming out with him. Should be some interesting ones on the horizon. We'll come back with more next here on BAA.